8th of February, 2024. A reading from the first book of Kings. For the sake of my servant David, I will leave you one tribe. When Solomon grew old, his wives swayed his heart to other gods, and his heart was not holy with the Lord his God, as his father David's had been. Solomon became a follower of Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and of Milcom, the Ammonite abomination. He did what was displeasing to the Lord, and was not a wholehearted follower of the Lord, as his father David had been. Then it was that Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the god of Moab, on the mountain to the east of Jerusalem, and to Milcom, the god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who offered incense and sacrifice to their gods. The Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had twice appeared to him, and who had then forbidden him to follow other gods. But he did not carry out the Lord's order. The Lord therefore said to Solomon, "Since you behave like this, and do not keep my covenant or the laws I laid down for you, I will most surely tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your servants. For your father David's sake, however, I will not do this during your lifetime, but will tear it out of your son's hands. Even so, I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen, I will leave your son one tribe." The Word of the Lord. A reading from the book of Tobit. Bless God and utter his praise before all the living. Raphael took Tobit and his son Tobias aside and said, "Bless God, utter his praise before all the living for all the favors he has given you. Bless and extol his name, proclaim before all men the deeds of God as they deserve, and never tire of giving him thanks. It is right to keep the secret of a king, yet right to reveal and publish the works of God. Thank him worthily. Do what is good, and no evil can befall you. Prayer with fasting and alms, with right conduct, are better than riches with iniquity. Better to practice almsgiving than to hoard up gold. Almsgiving salves from death and purges every kind of sin. Those who give alms have their fill of days. Those who commit sin and do evil bring harm on themselves. I am going to tell you the whole truth, hiding nothing from you. I have already told you that it is right to keep the secret of a king, yet right too to reveal in worthy fashion the works of God. So you must know that when you and Sarah were at prayer, it was I who offered your supplications before the glory of the Lord and who read them. So too, when you were burying the dead, when you did not hesitate to get up and leave the table to go and bury a dead man, I was sent to test your faith, and at the same time God sent me to heal you and your daughter-in-law, Sarah." The Word of the Lord.